David, fantastic news over the last few days as the National Community Games is due to be held in UL over the next 3 years. You must be delighted.
Yeah, it's fantastic news, and not just for UL. I believe it's fantastic news for Limerick and the Midwest because, you know, for that, those couple of weekends, we'll be the centre of attraction for everything sporting at the Community Games level in Ireland.
Was it a hard process to bring the competition to Limerick?
Well, there was. It was a competition as such, run by the Community Games. And I'd have to highlight the work of David Ward here in the Sports and Conference Bureau. He led the charge as far as we're concerned, did all the groundwork in filling out the tenders, getting us all in line and being able to do the various things that we needed to do to sell it and to get it across the line.
And a great way as well to be able to, I suppose, showcase the fine facilities there at the university.
Oh yeah, it's ideal because, you know, in a subtle way, we're able to show off the facilities. You know, like the university spends a lot of money on open days and bringing people here and doing all that sort of thing, which is fine. But, you know, our little subtle way of doing it is by showing the facilities and saying, look, you know, this is potentially you as a student can avail of all these things as well as a top class degree.
Yeah, and it's a real family occasion as well. I know the families come down, they travel down with the athletes, so a real family atmosphere.
Yeah, it's ideal. You see, it's the younger members of the family that are taking part. So the parents are interested, the grandparents are interested, the aunts and uncles. I mean, we all have great memories of Mosny and places like that where everyone went up and visited. And while we'd be all staying in Mosny, the parents would stay somewhere else and travel in and out. So it's very much a family thing. In a way, it's a bigger version of something like the Kennedy Cup where, you know, again, that's under 14. Lots of parents travel and to see, you know, their sons Gaynor Cup, their daughters playing. So this is a wider version of that. And if the Kennedy Cup and Gaynor Cup is anything to go by, it's going to be a very busy weekend or a couple of weekends in Limerick next year.
And as you say, it's not just great for UL, it's great for Limerick and their surrounding areas. So a little boost for the local economy.
Oh God, it has to, you know, while competitors will stay here on campus, you know, the backup facilities of the city are needed. And even just, you know, if they're down for a few days, they're going to have to eat, they're going to have to drink, they're going to have to see some of the sights in the area. And again, it's an ideal opportunity to show Limerick off. And, you know, it's always been my contention that sport is the one thing that Limerick can show off and change people's opinion of Limerick. And it's an ideal way to do it. And we've certainly seen it with the Special Olympics, you know, the two Special Olympics that we ran recently helped, you know, people change their opinion of Limerick and say, God, you know, there's a lot to Limerick that we didn't know.
So it takes place over two weekends, one in May, kind of at the start of the summer, then one towards the end of the summer in August, and that's the bigger weekend.
Yes, yeah, very much so. And that's the big one is in August. The one in May will include things like swimming and some of the smaller indoor games. But the big one is the August one where all the field sports are involved as well and the athletics. Puts a little bit of pressure on us at the moment because we're laying a new track or will be laying a new track. So now we have a date that we're sure we're up and ready for it. So it's ideal in that way too. Gives us a focus.